Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial guys, Independent Solutions and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Welcome, everybody. I want to do a quick update or I guess a secondary podcast this week. We always threaten to do this. This is actually a week where we're actually doing it. And I wanted to do...
It's been a crazy week.
This is going to be quick. I think we're going to make this a quick 20 minutes if possible. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm not seeing any corrections in the narrative, and it really is starting to make me very angry, okay?
Right.
Now, what I mean by that is the media and the left wing of America has painted everybody on the right as knuckle-dragging white supremacist racists.
Yeah, racist,
and
yep.
Honestly, I'm just sick and tired of it. And
they're winning, though.
Sure.
Totally
when you voted
for Trump, you're automatically a racist.
Well, when you have complete propaganda, of course you're going to win. I mean, if you have no, you know, if you control all the major media outlets, if you control social media, if you control the algorithms, if you control what people see, they're even censoring the president. I mean, that's pretty scary, right? The president called for peace. They removed it. Okay, so I want to walk through all of that, and I want to tie some of the videos here. If you're listening to this, go watch the video because the video is going to be important.
Remember, by the way, Glenn, as you're saying, remember Apple wouldn't allow the FBI and investigators in when there was some Muslim folks that were busted. They actually shot some people.
San Bernardino killer.
Yes, and they had some bomb stuff in there, but all they wanted was their phone, and Apple said, nope, that's a privacy thing.
Right.
So they have no problem, you know, knocking you off if you're a conservative. However, they won't give you access if you're a suspected terrorist that has gunned down a bunch of people. Right. It's really scary where we are in this country.
It really is. And you know, when I see now the National Guards preparing, you know, 15,000 troops now they have in the Capitol. This looks like more of a Nicolas Maduro inauguration or maybe a Raul Castro inauguration as opposed to an actual presidential inauguration. And you know, to be honest with you, you know, if the people on the right really wanted to you know, have an insurrection and take over the government, I think they would have probably brought some, like, I don't know, firearms with them. But they didn't. They didn't, right? And I think what happened on Wednesday was really tragic. I think it was sad. The loss of life is always tragic. I mean,
no doubt.
A lot of the police officers and the Capitol Police and the people on the right, we're on the same side, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
When you see somebody, you know, throw, and I'm going to play the video of some of this stuff, and some of this stuff is graphic, by the way, today. So if you are squeamish or if you got kids or something, don't watch this podcast. This one's not for you. Mm-hmm. But you know, what I watched happen was a group of agitators, as typical, get the rest of the crowd riled up. Now, having said that, does it mean that, people on the right didn't follow in? No, they did follow in, and they shouldn't have, and they made a mistake.
Right.
And they should be prosecuted, those that went over the line, right? Absolutely.
Yep.
But the hypocrisy, as if nothing has happened in this country for 8 months, is outrageous.
Well,
and I want to go through and I want to play.
AOC, she said she feared for her life. Give me a break.
Oh, sure. Well, the best
part dramatic.
Is.
Very dramatic. Nothing. Seattle on fire. Portland on fire. Baltimore on fire. Didn't bother them for a second. That was just a protest. Didn't matter, right? Some folks break into the Capitol, and now it's a riot.
Well, some of these mental midgets online, they come out and say, wow, that was a federal building. Businesses, target's different.
As opposed to a courthouse.
Yeah, as opposed to the federal courthouse in Portland, right?
Doesn't matter.
Morons.
The facts don't matter.
Facts
don't matter.
So let's roll through these videos and just kind of go through some of this stuff. And I will just point this out. This will be, you know, kind of, if we can get this to 20 minutes, maybe 25, I think we should do it. And that way we just focus on just this. One quick thing before I start playing the videos is that another big win in New York, by the way, I do want to mention this. We are winning. And now all of Erie County is back to a yellow zone when it comes to restaurants because Governor Cuomo had no choice. Why?
Sickening though, right?
Because a federal judge or state judge, I believe, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, state, no lock. Was the judge.
State judge ruled that the just like the gyms and just like the others, that this is arbitrary and capricious. You can't, there's no numbers to back this up. There's no facts behind the science, Governor.
What's sickening is, number one, we've got to fight to open up our businesses, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you think about and you compare that to, and we continue to use Florida because we spend a lot of time there. We have an office down there, but, you know, there's no lawsuits down in Florida to open their business, right? Their numbers are better. I know what you're saying. Well, how could that be? But they're not. And then on top of that, now we're talking, we have a judge that goes, well, we'll take you from an orange zone to a yellow zone. Stop it. So who are you? Yellow zone. You know what you'll take me to? You should take me to a life zone. It's freedom, right?
Freedom. Yeah.
And if I want to go out and go to a restaurant and I feel like, okay, I'm not nervous, I should be able to go out. But if my friend is worried, stay at home with your mask.
Restaurants around the country now are starting to just say, screw it, I'm opening.
I hope
Minneapolis and the Southern Tier and so
hope
on.
It yeah. continues.
It's got
hope
to.
It continues.
Has to. Hope or it's over.
It needs to get to the point where we're defunding the liquor authority. That's what
that
to
I agree with for sure.
Yep. Defunding the health department. The health department has way too much time in its hands.
Clearly.
If it's coming in to say, I think you have a zipper open in your outdoor-indoor tent, and there's not enough ventilation in this side of it, and so... You know, when you get to that point, there's too many of them. There's too many of them.
Too much government.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those that act as if the Capitol, riot or it was actually a mostly peaceful protest.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll use the same language you guys do.
Yes.
The mostly peaceful protest last week at the Capitol. Again, I absolutely condemn the violence and condemn breaking into the Capitol. That was absolutely wrong. There's nothing, and I don't care who which party does it, it's not right. The destruction of property, no matter whether it's government property or personal property, is simply not acceptable. Yep. And it needs to be prosecuted on both sides. So I want to be clear about that. But for those of you that act as if this is the first thing, like, I can't believe, I am just so shocked. Really? Really? Did you miss the last 9 months? Let's play some video. And by the way, for those that say President Trump incited a riot and that's why people went to the Capitol, what he said was, protest peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Facebook and YouTube and Twitter take that down? Why did Twitter take down the message of go protest peacefully?
Maxine Waters, unlike AOC,
I got all of them.
Have said, you know, go.
I got all of them.
If you see them in a restaurant, you go get them.
In a liquor store, I got it all right here. Here's a 2-minute montage of all of the left over the last 4 years. And tell me this is not an incitement to violence. Yeah. This is undeniable, folks. Undeniable.
Yeah. Well, it is for them.
We'll play some of these. And then we'll talk about some of the people that were at the Capitol.
No harm, no foul. Register a Democrat, it's gone. Yeah. No harm, no foul.
Well, we'll play these, and then I want to go specifically to some of the people that were at the White House, like this. I'll find his name in a second here, but there's definitely some people that have been tied to the left. And I'm not saying it makes it right or wrong. I'm saying you can't paint it all as it was all people on the right. See? Mm-hmm. That's not the truth at all.
Same to say, by the way, that when Black Lives Matters burned down Seattle. No, we've been saying for a while that there's a group of agitators that come in, smash windows.
Yep.
Yes, some of the folks that are associated with Black Lives Matters hop on board.
Yeah.
Most of them were inner city white kids that hopped on board and stole stuff.
No, suburban.
Suburban. Yep. Thank you for the correction.
Stealing inner city business goods,
right.
Oftentimes owned
suburban.
By, sadly.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the correction. Suburban.
Yeah, but sadly, oftentimes they were stealing from minority-owned city businesses.
Those were the ones that were on fire. Were the minority-owned businesses, unfortunately. Right. Yep.
Okay, so this is 2 minutes, two minutes and 20 seconds of just the left here on their threats.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore guy anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That last part, sadly, was the two police officers that were shot in the face at point-blank range in California. Yes,
sick. Sick.
But don't tell me, folks, that suddenly, oh, my God, Trump is the only one inciting violence.
I know. No. Yeah, he was the only one actually asking for peace. Yeah.
Did Trump, you know, again, we talked about this on the podcast the other day. Did Trump for months, you know, since the election day, get people, I think, false hope? I think he did. I think he did. But I think that's his MO, right? He's a positive. He's a glass half full. There's still a chance. Making comments it might still be me. I might be the next administration.
Compare that to Biden, where he says, well, I think the next 100 days are all going to be
dark winter. Yeah, dark winter.
You better put your mask on in your house because nothing's going to be better. That's not Trump's demeanor. He's a winner. Biden's not a winner. Biden's a loser. And he has that loser demeanor. You can't do it on your own. The government needs to help you. It's not your fault. It's the government's fault. It's our fault, right? So Trump's not going to do that. Trump's going to go down winning. But by no, you cannot compare the last 4 years to one small speech out of Donald Trump when all we've heard from the left is, go attack him, put a bullet in his head, take to the streets. What, how about Cuomo? When does it say the protesters have to be peaceful? Right. Well, apparently when they're on the right.
Exactly.
Fredo. When they're on the right, you have to be peaceful. When you're on the left, you can burn down any cities you want. You know, peaceful but fiery.
And the thing is, and we're not saying on the right go out and match the left. What we're saying on the right is we need to be perfect.
Perfect.
Right? We need to be. You can't even look the wrong way. Yep. I mean, certainly defend yourself, right? I'm not saying if you get attacked by Antifa, you know, curl up in a ball and get kicked in the head.
And when you're out at a protest, don't think for a second that the person smashing in the window is actually a Trump supporter.
Right.
Use your head. Take a step back. Say that's not right. Maybe stop them. Right? Don't let them get away. Maybe that's the but don't think, oh yeah, I'm going to hop on board. This is a great idea. I'm going to march into the Capitol. No, the people leading you might not be the people you think.
That's right. So let me play a few other things here. This is important. This is where is it here? I want to play this because certainly there was. There was definitely, there was two different sides of this building, right? I've looked at a lot of tape. I've spent a lot of time after hours looking at some different tapes. And there was a tale of two sides, right? If you were on the, I believe it was the east side of the building, if I'm not mistaken, there was a lot of violence going on. There was, unfortunately, the barricades were broken down. There were skirmishes with police officers. The police officer was hit in the head with the fire extinguisher, and sadly later passed away. You had people breaking the windows where the Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt was shot, sadly. I want to focus in on that, actually.
Still something not right with that, though. There's still something smell right with that.
I'm watching them
pop some of these windows out, almost like they're Fisher-Price, toy houses. And it just didn't smell right to me. But not saying that was that weak and they couldn't get in that way, but to just pop open a window, it just didn't make sense to me.
Well, I'll show you what happened. I've got it here, actually. I want to go through this, and bear with me, folks. This is an interview with an independent journalist. Her name is Masako Ganana. And this is an interview by Joshua Phillip. And Joshua Phillip is with the Epoch Times, okay? There's a couple things she points out in this video that I think are very important. And that is the people and what they're doing and where they are. And I want you to just hear this part of this because we'll jump around a little bit. It's about a 12-minute video. I obviously don't want to play the whole thing. But at the point of Ashley Babbitt and where she got shot, I'm going to preface this up front. There was three people there that are important to understand what happened in that particular area. Two people were coordinating with each other and smashing the windows. They're communicating with each other. One is wearing a helmet. She's going to describe exactly what she saw. She herself has also reviewed, several hours of tape, more so than I've even reviewed. But the way she lays it out is basically the way that I saw it too. And then you have this other guy who appears to be the one that's basically taking the evidence of it. Now, this guy later appears on a Utah TV station, and then also on CNN, admitting that he was there. John Sullivan is his name. John Sullivan is the founder of a civil rights group called Insurgents USA. John Sullivan is not politically aligned with the right or President Trump. He's a BLM member. He was part of the group in Utah, in Salt Lake City, that blocked traffic where I think somebody was shot. He was arrested for that, as well as other issues he's been arrested for. We'll play some of his stuff, but I want to go through this and play some of this because she really, I think, lays this out really, really well. So let me. This is a great piece by Joshua Phillip. Part of it with this expert Misako.
With the helmet, so he started to crush the window, and then one man right next to him, he had a stick, and he was also hitting the glass.
Let me just say something here. I don't know for certain that these two people are not MAGA people. I don't know for certain that these people are Antifa or BLM or anybody else. I do know Jason Williams is, right? But she's going to lay out why she thinks these people are not who they say people say they are.
But I did not know that if he was part of them or not. But those two are actually clearly communicating when they are doing this action. And then he broke the window, and then the lady climbed up the window and she got shot. And the camera goes to the women, right? But though I was looking those two guys. One with the yellow flag went to the crowd. And the other one who actually hit the window went to downstairs where the police were. And I saw him. He did not escape. He was down there and he had his backpack. And it was gray.
You can see him in the
and
video.
With black on the back. So I could see that was his back with the color. And I saw him that he was opening the backpack and he was putting his hat, I think, or his shirt inside the backpack. And he changed his appearance so that I think he could manage to stay there without getting caught or without people noticing that was him. And so how does... when I saw this, he's not Trump supporter.
It's not normal, right? So put yourself in that position for a second, okay? You're there, even if you are on the right, okay? You're in a protest.
Yeah.
You're pushing and shoving against the door, right? All of a sudden, somebody gets shot in the face. If that's you,
you're freaking out.
You're freaking out, right? I'm out of there, right? I'm either trying to help the victim or I'm getting away from the area so that I can protect myself.
I go in a state of shock and I run away.
Right.
Or I'm freaking out saying we need help, we need help, we need help, right?
Going down and changing your clothes is really odd behavior.
The fact that you have a second set of clothes is really odd behavior.
Yeah, why did you go with that? Exactly.
Right.
So now here comes John Earl Sullivan, okay? This is an important piece, too, and she really lays this out well because he's inciting the crowd. They shot an innocent girl. She shot an unarmed girl. So he's starting to incite the crowd, and she's going to talk about this.
Farther, so that they have the confrontation between Trump supporter and then police. And then funny thing is that I had one more
captain
in the crowd and communicating with those other guy, and he was changing his appearance. How would Trump supporter do that? He was trying to agitate people to go inside the building further so that they have the confrontation between Trump supporter and then police. And then funny thing is that I had one more camera who got the picture of the person who took that previous video. Am I explaining correct? Yes. So I could see who took that previous video. And I saw his face. And from that video, Andy identified the person who took the video was one of the members of Antifa. And he was taking the picture, the video. And I think he was there to report. As if Trump
so you can see him in the video here,
and police shot.
So you can see this John Williams in the video behind the the, you know, he's there, right? He's clearly in the video. He's clearly in the Capitol. But not only thought it was, well, it wasn't really him. Just in case you didn't believe it, here's his interview on KUTV Channel 2, CBS affiliate in Utah.
Tonight, as the world watched the chaos at the Capitol, we have a firsthand account from a Utahan who was actually inside.
Jim Spiewak talked to this man who was in this crowd that stormed the Capitol. Jim, he's calling today's event a turning point in the country.
His name is John Sullivan. He's a civil rights activist. He says he aligns more with the Black Lives Matter movement, does not align with President Trump's form of politics. And while inside the United States Capitol today, he says at his estimate, there were at least 10,000 people in there at the peak.
And then there was a massive crowd of about, I would say, probably more than 50,000 people just at the Capitol base, like trying to get in.
It's being described from someone who got inside the U.S. Capitol as crazy.
At one point, protesters grabbed a riot shield and started slamming the riot shield against the cop, took that, threw it down the steps, and threw the officer down the steps as well.
Utahan John Sullivan is the founder of Insurgents USA, a civil rights.
Okay, so now
sounds like he was inciting a riot, is what it sounds like to me.
It sure does. And now, mind you, this was on Thursday, January 7th. You have an admitted member of BLM who has been arrested before at left wing BLM protests, who is self admitted in the interview to not be a Trump supporter, to be more aligned with the left. Yep. He's admitted to being inside of the Capitol.
Yep.
He's on video being at the Capitol.
Inciting a riot.
And yet the FBI on Friday said, yeah, there's no evidence of Antifa or BLM at all there.
No, nothing to see here.
And tell me again that our FBI is just really, not corrupt, right? Seriously? It took Misako and about, probably dozens of other patriots to just take a look at a couple of videos and say, okay, clearly there's evidence that there. Now, let's talk about some other folks here. And again, I'm not justifying any sort of violence where there was absolutely right-wing people that participated.
Again,
you get these small groups that go in. I watched it with some of these BLM protests. Kids skates in on a skateboard. I wish I could find that video.
Smashes the windows.
Smashes the police car. Yep. Everybody descends on the police car, and then he just slowly strolls away. I watched people walk up in Minneapolis with a hammer, smash window, and then away, and everybody rushes in and loots the place.
About New York City, they drop off a few pallets of bricks, and nobody knows
Dallas,
where the pallets came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So let's talk about a few other folks that were at the Capitol as well, because, you know, you might say, well, Glenn, that's just one, and that's just, you know, that's not the only guy. That's just one guy. By the way, before I do that, let me play a little bit of John Sullivan in case you say, well, yeah, he's founded of a movement, but he can't be that bad, right? Here's John Sullivan, his own speech.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? My name's John Sullivan. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My group is Insurgents USA. We fucking about to burn this shit down. Fuck this shit. Anybody out here seeing that white militia guy shoot three kids?
What is his name?
Yeah. Fuck that guy. And I will tell you, this shit is in Utah. A whole bunch of white militia came out there, formed against our group. We out there strapped. We out there ready to burn that shit down. We out there to defend our fucking self. We got to defend.
We out there ready to burn this shit down.
Wow.
Okay. He was there at the Capitol, right? Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, I'm not even sure he was actually arrested yet.
No.
He should be, just like all the other guys should be, right? Just like some of the right-wing folks. And I'll believe you, there are some crazy right-wing folks.
No doubt.
But let me tell you this. The more that you on the left fan the flames of violence and allow BLM to attack innocent people in a restaurant, right? We
Burn
saw
down
that.
City.
We
Burn
saw
down
those
private
videos.
Property.
Well, we're going to play those. We got those too. All right. So there's John Sullivan. Let's talk about somebody else, okay? Let's talk about the guy with the horns. Remember that guy? The guy with the painted face, right? Everybody knows that guy, right?
Yeah, sure.
He's famous, right? Everybody knows that guy.
Well, got to be a Trump supporter.
Got to
be
a Trump supporter. Well,
must be.
Actually, turns out he's a climate activist.
Oh,
yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, he's a climate activist. He's been at several different climate rallies, and he is anything but a right winger. He's not necessarily even a left winger. He just seems like a Fruit Loop, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can actually call
him an instigator, right? Not there to be a Trump supporter.
Exactly.
There to start things and let the blame roll.
Let me put a picture up on the screen for a second. this is a picture here that, by the media reports, you would think this picture is what happened last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. This picture is from the BLM riots over the summer in D.C. You can see the Washington Monument, and all around the Washington Monument, things are in flames, okay? Yeah. Everything is on fire. Let's hear some of the police reports. This was great. Or let's hear the – how did the media report on this, by the way? This is MSNBC. While standing in front of a raging fire, this is how they reported the June riots in D.C.
Well, we're 6.5 hours of mostly peaceful protests here around the White House. Things have definitely taken a turn here. Line has been crossed. I'm standing at the corner of Connecticut and I, just about two blocks north of the White House, and you're looking at least one car set aflame here by protesters. I don't think you can probably make it out in a shot, but a lot of the windows here along Connecticut Avenue have been smashed in the businesses here. Banks, restaurants,
seems like most
office
banks.
Buildings, and so forth.
Yeah, banks, restaurants.
Seems mostly peaceful
right?
to me.
Yeah.
Because mostly peaceful, however, basically everything's been smashed to heck.
Yes, that's right. Right. Just look at the picture. Look at this picture. Let me put the picture back up. Just look at this picture.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up. And they still call it a protest. They're protesting.
Mike, if you look
at... No, they're rioting.
If you look at this picture, it's undeniable. This is a picture of D.C. in June. There are fires all over the place.
Yeah.
Right?
Peaceful, though.
Peaceful.
Mainly not a riot.
Peaceful. Let's play a little more of this, because this is classic.
I think what we saw here tonight was protesters who were stymied in their attempts to get closer to the White House.
Protesters.
Closer to Lafayette Park, which was really locked down by park police,
Secret
Service, and others, spreading out into the downtown D.C. area. And with them has come more destruction here so far. Just within the last moments, D.C. Fire and EMS have got on the scene, and they look to be getting... this car fire under control. I'm obviously not in a position to get up and around the corner right now. I think you can probably see.
I mean, everything in D.C. is on fire.
Yeah.
That's just one.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing about Baltimore, right? Yeah. Same thing about Minneapolis.
New York City.
Minneapolis for 3 days. The
Chicago.
People were in downtown Minneapolis. They were calling for help. They were petrified. There were murders, okay?
Didn't look like anything was left, to be honest with you.
It happened.
It destroyed them, yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Chicago, right?
Portland.
New York City.
Portland. But it wasn't
Los Angeles.
So let me play this, just to give you a perspective on how bad things really were. I mean, this is you know, pretty amazing. I mean, I'm just going to play a little quick video here that gives you some sense of how many people were there. And it is massive how many people were there. And believe you me, if they had intent on harm, really intent on harm, that they would have actually – there would be no capital left. I mean, that's – I think they got carried away. I think they realized, most of them, how bad this got and how wrong they were. But ultimately, you know, it was a tragic event, no matter how you slice it, right? It should never happen. But again, when you allow it to happen and you fan the flames of it for months and months and months and months, what do you – look, there's going to be a really nasty, you know, a fringe right wing, way more so than we have, a violent right wing that's going to rise out of this if we don't tamp down the rhetoric. Yep. And I'm talking about you on the left. I'm talking about Kamala Harris saying they should not stop.
Yeah. I'm going to put a bullet in. So can you imagine if somebody said, I'm going to put a bullet in Biden's head?
Oh, my God.
Imagine that.
Crazy.
Put a bullet in somebody's head. By the way, the tough guy image, Biden, where you would take him in back when you were in high school, Trump would have kicked the shit out of you. There's no doubt about
Trump's
that.
Trump's like six
high school, you know, grammar school. You were getting your ass kicked. I'm telling you, Joe.
This image here is really – this is the east side, I believe the east side of the building, whatever the side of the violence was on. This really gives you a perspective as to – you know, how many patriots were really there and what the police were up against. By the way, they were woefully unprepared, right?
Yes.
First of all, should have known after Michigan that if patriots, you know, Tea Party, right-wingers, whatever you want to call them, if they're descending on Washington, you can be rest assured that businesses are probably safe, but government institutions and buildings are probably under threat, right? You've seen that in the past.
Rest assured, though, if it was real Trump supporters and they really wanted to take it over, they had the numbers to do that.
Oh, for sure. Well, here's the video. I mean, this is crazy. This is where the police officer sadly gets hit in the head, and I hope that guy goes to jail. He deserves it.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Every one of them deserve it. Yeah. You're burning other people's equipment.
Well, this guy killed
other
the
people's
officer.
Property. Every one of you deserve to go to jail.
This guy climbs up into a position to actually throw the tank of
sickening.
Yeah, it's terrible. This gives you a perspective of it. It's huge, crazy.
All right, guys.
Look at this. Have you seen this? Look at this. Look at what they were facing. You have one line of officers. This is the side that the scaffolding was on. Look at how far back that goes. Now, the violence happens here when somebody breaks through the barrier.
See if you can find Waldo.
Yeah. It's just, the crowd is just massive against one thin line. Now, they do break through that line eventually, and sadly
what happens,
I don't have the other video handy, but what happens is a handful of people break through the line, and just a handful, one or two, and they tackle the one guy, and the cops honestly start beating the snot out of the guy. And that's really what I think incited the mob. I mean, once they got that guy on the ground and like six police officers jumped on him, and I'm not saying what the police officers did was wrong or right. I'm not passing judgment as to what they did at all because maybe they thought there was a threat. However, and maybe I can find that video quick, what happened was once that happened, the people in the crowd went nuts and they basically just overran and it got really, really ugly really, really fast. Yeah. And you know, sadly, again, they were well underprepared. They had asked for the National Guard. The National Guard wasn't there. They didn't provide the proper security. And honestly, I think a lot of people should lose their jobs because of it, let alone just the one Capitol officer. But
make no mistake about it, though. It's amazing how the mainstream media has once again turned this story around and made, you know, the left was all peaceful and so loving over the last 4 years. And how could they be? How could folks on the right do this? Well, now we're finding out that some of the folks on the left were actually mixed into this.
Right.
And we opened up the podcast by talking about, you know, some of the hateful things coming out of the left, you know, bullets to Biden, Trump's head, you know, taking to the streets, you know, when does it say, but when do protesters should be peaceful? You know, Fredo. I mean, it's been Fredo. Sick. The things that have come out of their mouth. And then when something like this happens, of course, it's Trump supporters and the racist Trump supporters, which we're sick and tired of hearing.
Yeah, for those that said, well, they didn't attack. This is a government building. How dare you? First of all, let me say this. If it's your business and your building, it's just as important as the Capitol building. The Capitol building is all of our buildings, folks. This is a government building. It's our building, too.
And if it's your business that you've worked hard for, your building that you've put money in, it's yours as well. That's your property. People should honor that and respect
it. No matter what. Right. So this is a video, by the way, of a crowd rushing into the Wisconsin Capitol doors. So as if it doesn't happen on the other side. I want to play. Yeah, these are people inside the Capitol building of Wisconsin.
Sounds pretty peaceful to me.
Yeah.
Pretty loving.
Yeah, so I mean, it happens. I mean, my point is, you know, is that it's happened before, right? So it's not as if,
We just spent months and months and months not arresting people on the left for doing this, right?
No, not arresting them. Kamala Harris was bailing them out, Mike.
That's right. As Minnesota was on fire, I don't remember a list of people that we should go and arrest. Should there have been? Yes. Should there have been a list for the Capitol? Absolutely yes. Yes, yes, yes. But I tell you what, you stopped this stuff months ago when Trump said, I can send people into Portland. When I can send people into Seattle and we can end this, and the mayors are going, nope, it's peaceful.
Summer of love.
Yeah.
Remember the summer of love? It was going to be a summer of love, right? Yep. The chop zone, right?
They
the
allowed
autonomous
it to continue
zone.
To escalate and escalate and escalate. Nope, it's fine.
Yep. Well, let's end with this, Mike. We'll wrap with this. This is a piece out of the Daily Caller. A bail fund promoted by Kamala Harris helped man accused of sexually assaulting a child. I mean, just absolutely terrible, right?
Disgusting. Democrat, Republican, what goes through your brain to say this is a good idea?
Yeah, she's your new vice president. Your new vice president, folks, right there. Yep. Your new vice president is bailing out criminals, bailing out child rapists. That's what she did.
Right. We're not talking about, look, there's a difference. I really, truly believe on, little Billy got caught selling some pot or something like that. You're talking about a child rapist. That is disgusting. Yep. Republican, Democrat, black, white, yellow,
come on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the FBI independent UK, the independent news, FBI says no evidence of Antifa involvement in Capitol riots despite GOP claims.
Well, here's some.
Yeah, I just showed you. Here, should we send this tape to the FBI so you maybe can go arrest this John Sullivan guy?
Yeah.
He was there. Yeah. In his own admission, words.
I was there.
He's on video. I was there, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to arrest everybody that was there, then arrest him too.
Yep. Which I'm all for.
Which I'm all for. Absolutely.
Yeah, Mr. Sullivan, put him in handcuffs as well.
But for those of you on the left that are calling this the worst thing you've ever seen in your life and the worst thing that's ever happened to America and the worst of the, you know, again, they were burning down cities all over this country for 9 months, folks.
Yep.
For months and months and months over the summer, cities burned across this country because of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and radicals on the left. So that's what you had for months and months and months. So you can step off of your sanctimonious high horse. Exactly. And let's be real. It was wrong last week. It was wrong last August. Yep. It was wrong last June. It was wrong every time it's happened. It's been wrong. But if we don't stop it now, if the next BLM protest that happens, Kamala Harris is out there going, hands up, don't shoot, or fomenting some sort of a lie as if George Floyd was a model citizen in his community. I mean, not to get he doesn't deserve to be guy, but.
How about defund the police? Exactly. That's a good one. Crazy. Defund the police. And you figure, I don't understand why people are protecting themselves and fighting back.
Let's end with one more montage, Mike, because I love these so much. And this is just another where MSNBC is doing a report right in front of the burning building. It's just classic. This is some of the same clips, some different ones as well.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
He's standing in front of a burning
mostly a protest.
I want to be careful about how I phrase it.
Yeah, you
don't
be careful
mind the
about
burning
that.
Building behind me. You can't make this stuff up.
Is there any way we can shrink the camera a little bit?
I mean,
can you shrink that?
Can
just
we
to my
get
head?
This tighter shot? Yeah. What a joke. Anyway, I wanted to get that in, folks. There's a lot more videos. Go to our YouTube page, YouTube page, but also go to our Twitter feed because in our bookmarks are all there. They're all in our profile or in the list in our feed or whatever you want to call it. I'll make sure I repost all these. They're stored in our bookmarks. You can't see that, but I'll make sure I repost them all throughout our feed. They're all in our feed anyways. If anybody... if you dispute any of this stuff and you say, I don't believe you, go on, I want to see more videos, just, send me a message, I guess, somehow through our website, maybe thefinancialguys.com. I'll send you all the videos I have, everything I've looked at, everything I've seen, all the source material. We're going to probably, by the way, I think this is an idea we talked about this morning, and I think we're going to go with, as they're restricting people on Twitter, on Facebook, on all these places, I think we're going to add a page to our website. Somebody gave me the name of it this morning. I forgot what it was, but show notes. Show notes. Cool. We're going to add a page called Show Notes to our website, and so we can put all the different articles with links and videos of everything we've talked about or you looked at throughout the week that we're talking about on the radio show. So you can go look at the raw source material that Mike and I utilize to come to our opinions and our positions on these things. Because I'm just so sick and tired of, it's just amazing. People would rather believe what they read than believe what people say, right? I'll give you an example of that on Twitter. I was just going through some of the stuff. Somebody was talking about some of the affidavits and the fraud in the election, and somebody puts up the New York Times article about the postal worker who recanted down here in Pennsylvania, who recanted his statement.
Who got to him?
Well, no, but the thing is, Mike, he came out after the fact and said, "I never said I recanted anything. I haven't recanted nothing." Oh, that New York Times article was totally fake news, right?
Yeah. And so Pelosi said it a long time ago. Right. You throw out the fake news, and then they just run with it.
So. Well, that's what happened. And so this guy, still now, years later, this guy never recanted. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Guy's out to go, three months, 4 months later, whatever it is.
Mainstream media runs with it. Guilty.
Yep.
You're guilty.
But that's what they cited. The left wing is citing a New York Times article instead of the guy's own. So the guy's gone out and said, nope, but the New York Times wrote it, so it must be true. Sad.
Destroy his life and let him run. Done.
All right. Well, listen, folks, watch us on YouTube. Again, thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow us on Facebook. You can find Twitter, all of our Instagram, all those are links, all the social media stuff, all on our website, thefinancialguys.com. Thanks again. We'll put more of this stuff up. Don't forget to tune in Saturday. We'll be wide open with the phone lines 1-3 on the Financial Guys Radio Network or on WBEN and Wham. Hit the bell, and you'll be notified for all the new content and different podcast things that we put out on the web. Thank you again, and we'll catch you on Saturday.